And welcome back to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for May 1998. I'm Fred Volpe here in the Sheetrock Announce booth. And, well, it's time now for our April Fool's edition of radio. And I don't know whether the fool was on us or just the membership didn't contribute. We'll find out here as we get into the market scope. And I will warn you that there is a couple bits in here which are rather risque. So if you don't like to listen to this kind of stuff, you might want to fast forward. Anyway, here is Phil Wayne with a look at the Market Scope.
Hi, DXers. Phil Wayne here for Market Scope, May 1998 edition. This month we feature tapes you sent of April Fool's morning shows. First up, Ernie Weselowski of Omaha, Nebraska, sent us a bit of KFAB 1110 from April 1st, 2 years ago.
1110 KFAB, Tom Becker Show, April Fool's edition. Boy, I'll tell you, the phones were going nuts in the studio and at the front desk when you guys all came on the air this morning wondering, just what was going on. How did it feel to be back after how long has it been? A couple of years since you've been here? How long has it been?
For me, it's been a little over three.
A little over 3 years and...
About three and a half.
Yeah, five years.
Almost two. Oh, just about eight.
How has radio changed over the years? Like, I know that obviously we got new carpeting in the studio since then. Other than that, not much has changed around here. But I mean, just in general, compared to when you first got in the business, years ago, what's your perception of the changes in the broadcasting industry?
Can I have a crack at that first one?
Go ahead.
Yeah, as of this month, I'm in my 53rd year of broadcasting. And I can't believe some of the things that I hear on the air, including on this station, compared to what it was like, what you could and what you could not say back in 1943. I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying that's the difference.
Sure.
I'd say the biggest single difference is the proliferation of radio stations. I can remember in the time there were six of them in Omaha. Now there's, 18?
And there's more coming all the time.
More coming all the time.
Yeah. Not to mention the competition from the other media, cable and satellite and everything else that makes it just the whole proliferation of all media.
And there aren't that many more people. The stations have increased, but the population is larger. But I'm comparing it with 1950s when I got started here in Omaha, and there were six stations and I think 220,000 people. Now there's 375,000 and heaven knows how many stations.
Right, yeah.
I think a major thing is the advent of talk radio. And there was very little of it up until, 10, 15 years ago. And today it's a vital part in the radio market.
Don, I was doing talk radio back in 1955. Remember?
I remember you and your horse and buggy.
Remember a guy named Joe Pine? Joe Pine?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He had one of the... It was a syndicated show. It came out on big records. Yeah. And at the station I was at, we started a program. And it wasn't too controversial, to say the truth. We didn't dare go that way. But we were smart enough to tape it. And
have been shows like that. I'm just saying that today it's a vital part of the market.
You know, your question about how radio has changed, I remember having lunch after I'd left KFAB 3 or 4 years with Ken Hedrick, the former manager of the station, who suddenly passed away, a couple of years ago
About a year ago, I guess.
Not even that. He was asking me, he was a good friend, and we get together every now and then, and so he asked me, Paul, how's it going? You know, and I was kind of this and that and that and this, and he just kind of looked across the table at me, and he said, Paul, what you're trying to say is radio isn't as much fun as it used to be. And, you know, he kind of hit the nail on the head. I mean, the years that we were all together here working, and of course I was a small part of the morning show doing the traffic, but... Man, we just had a lot of fun, and even Andy and I. Andy was driving the car out there this morning. He was helping with the spoof, and we just laughed it up and drank coffee and had all the same kind of fun we used to have in the helicopter. It really was like stepping into a time warp. It was easy to fall back into it.
You know, that sort of goes along. If I can say for a second here, that sort of goes along with what I think what Mr. Kavanaugh said here is that because of all the radio stations, it's
Mr.
so much more competitive.
Right.
Yeah.
Very,
sure,
very.
A little respect.
Very much
little respect,
so.
Little respect.
A lot more
people. As opposed to you, TJ. Anyway,
Paul, do you think
always respect age?
Do you think that the listeners are having more fun today, though?
Well, I guess we're going to talk to some of them a little bit later, but it'll Radio is fun no matter what. It's maybe, you know, the competitive aspect. There's many more pieces to the pie, so it keeps it much more interesting now.
I think your problem, Paul, is that, you know... One of your problems. Can I rephrase that? One of your problems. Doctor, shall I lay down? You know, as you grow in this business and spend more years in it, your responsibilities...
Well, that's true. That's true.
...expand, and you're not, you know, you're not at the entry level anymore.
That's right.
Having fun. I think the people that get into radio right now are excited about it and are having a lot
of fun. What do you think,
fun.
Tom?
I don't see, as far as getting into radio itself, I know that when I got in about 17, 18 years ago when I first got into radio, I was into it so much, I'd be here at all hours, I would work any shift, work overtime, I would come into the studio and just hang around to see how it was done, to watch how it was done. I'm not seeing that a lot from kids coming in today anymore.
Well, you're right there.
You know? I mean, because when I first wanted to get into radio, and I couldn't really do it, what I'm doing now, I couldn't have done back when I first started getting into it, because, as you've all noticed with the voices you've heard on the other end of the table compared to my voice, I mean, I didn't have the announcer's voice. And that's, I think, one of the biggest changes I've noticed is that people with voices like me can now get on the radio and have successful shows, whereas, you know, 18, 20 years ago, it was everybody had to have the announcer radio voice, which all you gentlemen have.
Yeah, but you've got
the
advantage.
So what's wrong with that?
Nothing. I'm envious. Are you jealous or what? Very much so. Very much so.
But we can't scream like you, Tom. If we tried to scream like that, you know, after abusing our voices for 20 years, they'd go away.
Hey, I let you talk. No, you let me talk. Anyway, speaking about talking, let's get to the phones right now at 558-1110, 1-800-543-1110. Star Talk are the numbers. Hello, Tom. You're on 1110 KFAB.
Yeah, to answer one of the questions a few minutes ago, yes, I had a lot more fun today.
You did have more fun today.
I had a lot more fun today. We wake up to KFAB, and then I wander in the kitchen and go to another station, I'm afraid. But when I heard what I heard this morning, the old format, I immediately got up and called the station and said, welcome home. They immediately called two other people I know who left when the format changed to let them know what was happening, and they called me later, and they enjoyed hearing it, too. Too bad it can't keep happening.
Well, I don't know that it can. I think one of the reasons is because of what we said earlier about all the different radio stations out there.
Yeah, I understand.
Because everything is so... That's the other thing. I mean, when you guys... The show you did this morning and a show that you always did was so broad-based and mass appeal because you did a little bit of everything. It was a full-service radio station.
Mm-hmm.
A little music, a little, you know, news, a little talk, humor, and everything. And because of all the radio stations now, everything has become so fragmented that I don't know that we could do the type of show that you did on a regular basis.
We can't do, and I know there's probably a bigger market out there that likes what happens now, but there's a certain market you lost on it, and I liked the old way, and it was fun to hear it today, and I appreciated it.
Tom, thanks for your call on 1110 KFAB. How about that? Do you think the morning show that you all did, do you think it still has a place today with the fragmentation of the radio stations and so many stations out there?
Personally, I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think I'd like to think there would still be a market because we're so good.
And humble.
And humble, that's right. But I really doubt it in today's atmosphere, whether and so many radio stations, and especially with the advent of so many talk shows. I don't know whether it could be done. It might be, but somebody can argue with me.
Tom, I agree to a certain extent. I think it still is the station in the small market has to be a station for everyone. When you get into a metro market such as the Omaha Lincoln Council Bluffs market, mm-hmm. then that's when our specialization has to come in.
Yeah, as opposed to, let's say, like a Red Oak or a city of that size could do a more of a full service sort of a thing as opposed to an Omaha, yeah.
I'll have to go along with Don. I don't think it'd fly today like it used to because the FM phenomenon, mm-hmm. if for nothing else. The younger people are convinced that music has to be on FM, or it isn't music. And that's not valid, but that's the way it is.
Yeah.
Well, they were raised on FM, number one. That was the whole thing.
Well, do you remember the incident around here years ago when Ken Hedrick commissioned a guy to do one of our billboards? And he brought the sample back. And the guy had put a decimal point in the 1110. Yeah, says, what's that? The young man, he always says, I'm sorry, Mr. Hedrick. He says, I'm so used to FM that I just assume.
You know, Tom was mentioning the broad appeal of the programming on KFAB. Boy, you can't go without mentioning Lyle Bremser when you're talking about the way this program, station was programmed. Because, I mean, really, he was the mastermind of the way that the programming ended up in the 70s and early 80s, correct? I mean,
mm-hmm. Ken.
He and Ken Hedrick, and just, you know, with the emphasis on news and sports And as you said, all the other elements...
And woe to you if you didn't follow Brimser's directions.
Well, and Walt always straightened us out when we mispronounce something. I don't even care to mention some of those mispronunciations.
You mean like Louisville?
Yeah.
The book's still there.
Hey, Don?
Yes.
Tell the Wahoo story.
Oh, one time Walt was doing the news, and they were sponsored by the Wahoo Rodeo.
Uh-huh.
You ever heard this story? And,
no.
And it was the 8 o'clock news, and we had a tape cartridge that would start it off, Wahoo! Go to the Wahoo Rodeo, so-and-so on the tape. Next one of the mornings we had it on, they changed the spot, and we didn't know it. And all it had on it was the opening Wahoo, and then it was a live copy. And I didn't know the live copy was in the book. Walt in the news said, we'll be right back with more news after this. Wahoo! Dead silence. I pushed the button again. Wahoo! Walt starts chuckling in the background. We have it on tape somewhere. I pushed the button a third time. Wahoo! And I finally found the spot and laughed my way through it. And Walt tried to do the news, and he was gone for the rest of the
time. It was a 15-minute washout.
Yeah,
everybody
completely.
That came in the studio got caught up in it.
Did you all play jokes on each other when you were doing it?
What about the wig thing?
Oh, yeah, I put on when Walt was reading the news. Walt was fairly easy to break up, I must say. Kent was not. Kent, it was hard
to break
Kent up.
Well, Kent has no sense of humor. That's it right there.
One day, though, I was sitting at the board, and Walt was reading the news, and I had a wig, women's wig, hid below. And while he wasn't looking, I quick put it on. And he looked up, and he broke out laughing, and it was pretty funny time.
Anyway, let's take a break here, and then Jim, Jack, Jan, Jim, Dick, we got you all in line up next. Talk to our illustrious guests here. We've got Don Kroll, Walt Kavanaugh, Paul Ream, Warren Nielsen, Tom Johnson, Ken Pavelka, all in the studio. And we'll be with you in just a moment on 1110 KFAB.
And we also heard from Carl Dabelstein of Phoenix, Arizona, who sent in the morning shenanigans at KDKB, Arizona's Rock.
Now, it's April Fool's Day. You know, we're going to do a different prank phone call. We had something else planned, but this guy just called a little while ago.
Okay.
I don't know if his son's on vacation from school or not, but this is not good. He said his son went out and got absolutely hammered last night. The kid's only 17.
Uh-oh.
Now, none of us can preach, I suppose, but obviously if you're a parent, you wouldn't like that too much. His kid is 17. His name is Tim, all right? His friends brought him home in a shopping cart.
That's a bad sign. Yeah, that's when you get wheeled home in the shopping cart, that's usually a bad sign.
Yeah, it was funny in Animal House, but
exactly.
Oh, it was all fun and games in the movies, wasn't it?
Sure.
Yeah, it was in Animal House.
This is real life.
But this guy got wheeled home in a shopping cart by some of his teenage friends. He's up now.
Okay.
And apparently he doesn't remember a thing about what happened last night.
I didn't feel too good either.
So his dad said, you know, I'm really pissed at him, and this would be a good way to get back at him, I think. So try and call him. Now, obviously, you know, we did this a while back with the gal Courtney when she couldn't remember anything.
Oh, that was a classic.
Yeah, I mean, that was fun, you know, talking about, you know, the guy who was with her the night before. Obviously, we can't take that tactic.
Well,
so
no.
We'll work on something else here.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Let's give Tim a call here. Kid who got way too drunk last night. He's even underage. Let's do it here at KDKB. Yeah, is Tim home?
Yeah, that's me.
Hey, Tim.
Yeah, who's this?
This is one of your neighbors down the street.
Uh-huh.
The hell's the idea of knocking on my door last night?
What?
What the hell is the idea of knocking on my door and waking me up?
I really don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I'll bet you don't, with the condition
you're
in.
Well, what neighbor are you? I was pretty messed up last night. I'm sorry about that.
You were pretty messed up last night, huh?
Yes, I was.
Listen, you little... I remember my first beer, too.
Do you?
Yeah.
I had a half a bottle of Bacardi. I was pretty f***ed up. I'm sorry about that, okay?
Jeez. Half a bottle of Bacardi. You couldn't drink that in a month.
What?
You couldn't drink that in a month, you little twerp.
Trust me, I did, and I don't remember s***.
Listen, you little pipsqueak.
Don't call me. You don't know me.
I do know you. I got video of you p***ing on my lawn. I got video of you puking on my car.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, the only fun I had was tossing you around like a rubber ball while your friends chuckled.
Yeah, man, why don't you catch me when who are you? I'm looking out my f***ing door. Who are you? Why don't you come outside, mother? I'm looking out right now. Who are you?
Does your head hurt?
Huh?
Does your head hurt? How about your stomach? You sick to your stomach? I hope you puke all day.
Not. But why don't you come outside and I'll f*** you the f*** up.
Hey, you look good in the shopping cart there.
Hey, I heard about that.
So I got you threatening me, too, as well as doing all that stuff on video.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, no, I haven't called the police yet.
Well, you called me, remember that, all right? Did I just say sorry? And you keep harassing me.
Wah, wah, wah.
I'm sorry. I ain't even f***ing with you. Why don't you just tell me what neighbor you are, then?
Because you want to know, don't you? Oh, wait, he hung up.
Oh, he hung up. Just when it was getting good.
Just when it was getting good.
It was like Jerry Springer all over.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think you're getting him mad.
All right. Well, let's dial him up again.
Okay.
Then. All right. Here we go. Dial it. See if we can get Tim back on the phone.
Hello?
Hello, is this Timmy?
Yep. This is Timmy.
Why
do you sound like a little 5-year-old? You're the grown man.
Why
do you sound like the 5-year-old, you grown man?
I can hold my liquor better than you.
Uh-oh. That's great you can hold your liquor better than me, but I'll bust you in the head with a wrench and I ain't even playing.
Hey, listen. You pick up a lot of chicks with puke all over your shirt?
You're acting like a little kid here, okay? I'm acting like the grown man.
Listen.
You can hold your liquor, but I'm mature.
Listen.
I'm sorry about that last night.
Listen,
whatever man. I did to you.
I'll give you a chance. I'll give you a chance to make it up to me. I was young and stupid once like you.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Now, why don't you come on over and clean things up? All right? You do a little gardening around the house. You wash my car. You basically be my boy for a day or two.
You would like that, wouldn't you?
Well, I would.
Oh, yeah? Well, where do you live? Why don't you tell me what house?
I live down the street.
Well, you're not telling, that's, you know, hey, well, that's fine. Which house?
Let's see how well you can handle your booze. You'll have to remember.
What?
Why don't you search through your gray matter? What'd you do last night?
You're a psycho, dude. I don't even want to. I would help you if you were just normal about this. And I would clean your car.
Now, how about...
You're not normal. You're a weirdo psycho, and I really don't want to help you. And I'm glad that I puked on your car.
If you want to find out who I am, why don't you look for the car with the vomit on it?
Well, I don't f***ing see a car with vomit on it. And I would look for it, and I would help you, but you're a psycho.
That's because your eyes probably look like two p***s in a snowbank.
Like, what? See, comments like that I'm, like, not going to go down there and help you.
No, I'll tell you what. Comments like this are really going to make you not come down and help me.
What?
You ready?
Go for it.
This is a prank phone call from Tim and Mark at KDKB.
What? Oh, my.
April Fool.
Oh, my God.
And guess who set you up? Guess who set you up? It was dear old Dad.
What?
Is your dad there?
Yes, he is. Radio?
I think you owe your dad one there, man.
Yeah, buy your dad a drink. Well, hey, Tim, I hope you feel better.
That made me feel a lot better. That was funny right there. That was a good one.
Take care, Tim.
All right, you too. Bye.
Right. Nice kid. Okay. Mess me up with a wrench. Okay. There you go. Okay. It's 8:12. You got Tim and Mark here at KDKB.
And lastly, Adam Bouvier, way up in Mazenod, Saskatchewan, where there's nothing to do but listen to the radio, sent in hours of April 1st radio, and just as the stations did in my area, or didn't do, no one did anything different for April 1st. So for your entertainment, here is a bit of CJME, included here because it's just a darn good little oldie station.
From Regina's best oldies.
CJME.
747, oh, I just love it. The music from the movie was awesome. Here's a taste, CJME, Regina's best oldies. CJME, Regina's best oldies. Celebrating 20th anniversary re-release of Grease 749. Olivia Newton-John and John Travolta. We're catching up to some people that are coming out of the Cornwall Center Cinemas in Grease. And, well, we're getting some great comments.
I've seen this movie 18 times, and this is the first time on the big screen, and it's fantastic.
You bet it is. Go see it, Regina. It's wonderful. Completely remastered. Four tops from CJME. Memories in 1998. And of course, we got the CDs for you. Ken O'Boy O'Brien will have one for you on the CJME All Request Nooner. Hey, Ken O'Boy O'Brien.
Yes.
Would you have one to give away today?
Absolutely.
Beautiful, I love it. See, Jeremy's Big Win Contest is on, and, you know, we decided to do something just a little bit different today. We get people calling and say, you know, it's so hard to get through on the phone. We're saying, well, we can eliminate the phone this morning for you. Everybody has to get to work. How would you like to pop by and see Kent O'Boy O'Brien walk up to the CJME Big Ring and drop your name in? It doesn't get any easier than that.
It really is so easy, and a lot of people coming up to the Big Ring saying, oh, I just can't get through on the phones. Well, great. Come out and see me. It's a gorgeous morning, too, so you can't beat this. And Rachel Ling just stopped by, and she got her name in on CJME's Big Win, plus both her kids got chocolate bars before 8 o'clock in the morning.
You gotta love that.
She loves me now.
Yeah, for sure. You're at Victorian Arcola.
Vic and Arcola, Robin's Donuts, and I think I'll stay here for a while. I'm having a lot of fun. It's a busy place here, I tell
you. You bet. 7:53, high today of 14 degrees. Regina, it's minus one. Hey, don't get fooled today. It is April Fool's Day. No fooling. We're going to have a great day weather-wise. Chubby Checker's next.
Strange barbecue stories of the day.
Tom Brown in the morning, CJME.
7:54, Tom Brown not feeling well today. Don Collins filling in with Chubby Checker, CJME.
Come on, baby!
CJME Regina's Best Oldies with Don Collins, Ken O'Boy O'Brien, and the CJME Big Rig. It's Victoria Arcola, and that's your opportunity to get in on the CJME Big Win Contest and win one of those big bash invitations this afternoon at 4:45. Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, take us to news time, CJME.
Well, I came upon the child of God.
It's 8 o'clock at CJME, and now Peter Scher with Regina's Morning News for the Regina Home Builders Association.
Thank you very much, Don. CJME weather beautiful with a high of 14 degrees today. Our top story this morning, the Channel Lake hearings turned into a boggy political mess. What was supposed to be day one of the hearings never got off the ground. MLAs from government and opposition argued over everything from...
And that's it for another month. A well-deserved Market Scope thank you goes to Ernie, Carl, and Adam for all of their help. I hope you all enjoyed it, and we'll see you on your next tape. Fred, what's coming up next?
Thanks, Phil, for a great April Fool's Market Scope there. We're going to have more on air checking. I have some details about After Dark number 8, and also we're going to be touching on some air checks in just a few minutes. But right now, here's our sports editor, Ken Onischuk, with a look at sports.
April Fool's Day in Chicago, and the fake wedding of WGCI-FM Morning Drive Howard McGee to a mail clerk at the station. Over 250 listeners showed up to a Southside restaurant. Only at the last moment, another station staffer showed up to claim she was pregnant with McGee's child, was the hoax revealed. And listener to Lynn Bramer's WXRT-FM morning show awoke to that WXRT had been taken over by Playboy Enterprises and renamed WXXXRT, the true adult alternative. Sex-related songs, double and tender bits were played until program boss Norm Weiner called off the stunt, claiming legal problems. P.S. A Playboy spokesman said Playboy happily approved of the hoax in advance. Other stations aired an array of phony formats and fake firings and other interesting stuff. Now on to Major League Baseball information. Unfortunately, none of the reliable sources printed any of the announcers for radio or television, so I'm left hanging. But I do have the flagship stations for you, so you can enjoy the season a little bit better. We'll find out other information at a later date. American League Central, Chicago White Sox, AM 1000 WMVP, but when the Bulls are on, the Sox move to AM 950 WIDB. Cleveland Indians, 1220 WKNR, Detroit Tigers, 760 WJR. Kansas City Royals, 980 it's KMBZ. Minnesota Twins, 830 WCCO. In the East, Toronto, 1050 CHUM, Baltimore Orioles, 1090 WBAL, Tampa Bay Devil Rays, 970 WFLA, Boston Red Sox, 850 WEEI, although the books say it's on 680, so I don't know who made the mistake, and the New York Yankees, 770 WABC. In the West, Anaheim Angels, 1110 KRLA, Oakland Athletics, 910 KNEW, Seattle Mariners 710 KIRO, and Texas Rangers in English 1080 KRLD. National League Central, Pittsburgh Pirates 1020 KDKA, St. Louis Cards 1120 KMOX, Chicago Cubs, 720 WGN, and probably a large network. The Houston Astros, 610 KILT. Milwaukee Brewers, 620 WTMJ. Cincinnati Reds, 700 WLW. In the East, Atlanta Hawks, 750 WSB. But when the Hawks are on, they'll get bumped to another station. The New York Knicks, 660 WFAN. And when the Knickerbockers are on, they'll probably get bumped to another station. Florida, in English, 560 WQAM. And in Spanish, 1700 WCMQ, I believe, will do it. Montreal in English, 600 CIQC. In French, 730 CKAC. Philadelphia, Phils, 1210 WPTS. Out west, Colorado Rockies, 850 KOA. San Diego Padres, 760 KFMB. San Francisco Giants, 680 KNBR. Spanish, 1010 KIQI. Conflict with the Warriors, somebody else left to pick them up. Los Angeles Dodgers, first year for 50,000 watts on 1150. Hey, doesn't that violate the FCC rules for an original? KXTA and Spanish 1330 KWKW. And the Arizona, that's the Diamondbacks, it says here, 620 KTAR, conflict with the Suns. They'll have to go to a sports talk station, either 860 or 1360 most likely. And that's it for now. So go out there, enjoy baseball, basketball, hockey, whatever else you enjoy. And Kentucky, three cheers for them for the NCAA champions, and we'll see you again next month. So long, friends.
San Diego 76 KFMB.
Greetings, DX Audio Service members from across the Fruited Plain. This is Fred Bobby speaking to you from behind the charcoal gray DX Audio Service microphone in Studio A. We always have open phones at 419-224-1609, 24 hours a day to DX Audio Service members. Now, I don't care if you're liberal, conservative, or even a practicing monk. If you want to talk about radio, it's your turn right here on The Musings. Let's go to Des Moines, Iowa, and talk to Deb Kalbeck. Deb, welcome to the DX Audio Service Musings.
Hello, DX Audio Service members. This is Deb Kalbeck from Des Moines, Iowa. And my furthest DX catch in America has been, I'm here in Des Moines, and it has been KNBR in San Francisco, California, and vice versa. When I was out there, it was WHO from San Francisco. Does anybody know the history? Before my time, there was a station by the name of WHDM in Des Moines, Iowa. I'd like to know a little more about that. Did it change call letters? Is it still on the same frequency? Like, for instance, have the call letters of WHO. Thank you very much, and good DX. Bye.
This is Camille Petrucca from Weathersfield, Connecticut. There's a strange station testing on, I believe, 95.3. saying, in like a lion, out like a lamb, the imagination station. It will be interesting to see what it becomes. Maybe some of you already know more about it than I do. That's all for now.
Hey there, DXers. This is Josh Owens from Bouncing, North Carolina, on March 24th at 10:40 at night, receiving a station on 1620 playing Black Gospel. Don't know what it is. If someone could let me know, I'd appreciate it. Thanks.
Hi, this is Mark Marino on March 26th, and I don't usually have something to report, but I just heard 1080, the new 1080, WNWI, Oak Lawn, Chicago. Always good listening. That's kind of different. Comes in pretty good here. Also, I guess one of my long-distance catches was from Jacksonville, Illinois, on FM. I picked up KING in Seattle from Park Forest. This was back in the 70s. I nulled out FM 100 one day and picked up KSAQ and learned a couple of years later that was from San Antonio, Texas. So I'm pretty happy with those FM catches. And one criticism I have about the 12-603 and 12-604 radios, 604 was reviewed by you guys. I don't understand one thing about the AM. They seem to roll off about 1500. The signals get weaker at that end of the dial. Does anybody know, have they noticed that, first of all, and does anybody know why that is? Because when you tune up there, everything seems to get spread all over and get weaker on those 12-604 and 603. Now, I forgot to mention WNWI. Right now, they're playing Polish music. I don't know if that's their current format, but that's what they're doing this morning.
Hello, DX members and Fred Volby. This is the one and only Victor Schmidt speaking to you from downtown Silver Spring, Maryland. Today is Saturday, March the 28th. On March the 9th, we had two big changes in the Washington, D.C. AM radio market. At 570, WTEM became WWRC. They are Bloomberg Radio. They also carry the Washington Capitals. At 980, WWRC became WTEM, the team, sports radio. They carry the Washington Wizards. Also, on April the 1st, WTOP-FM is moving up the dial to 107.7, 50,000 watts. My biggest DX TV catch was back in 1972 when I picked up a Channel 3 in Winnipeg, Manitoba. I got to see the Flintstones in French. It was very clear. The color was really great.
Hello, DXers. This is TJ the DJ from Sycamore, Illinois. Hey, there's a new station in the Chicago area, a station that used to have call letters from Valparaiso, Indiana. WNWI is now on in the Chicago area, and they're playing polka music. And they right now they're just playing polka music all day long, and they're just IDing themselves ever so often. Does anyone have any information on that? And a station in Mendota, Illinois, WGLC, they've gone silent. They're at 1080 on the 1090 on the dial. I'll get it right. They've gone silent. What's happened with them? And I just want to comment on that Optimus TV band radio. It's a good radio for TV and FM. You can't beat it, I don't think. But I wish the AM could be more sensitive and more selective. I mean, for the average listener, it's not a bad radio for AM. But for us DXers, the AM could be a little bit more sensitive. But on the whole, it's a good radio. I like it. Keep up the good work. Rock on.
Hello, Ken Anischuk here on Saturday, March 28th. Announcement here. Ray Scott of Minneapolis, an announcer for the Minnesota Twins, Minnesota Vikings, and Green Bay Packers, died Monday, March 23rd. He was 78 years old. He was the voice of the Packers on CBS in the 1950s and 60s. He broadcast four Super Bowls for the CBS. Scott also called college football and basketball, golf championships, and the World Series. Also on Thursday, March 27th, 1080, WNWI, Oakland, Illinois, ex-Valparaiso, Indiana, signed on with Polish programming, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. only. That's it for now. Good DX.
Hi, Fred and members. This is Pat Cassidy from Newcastle, Delaware. Have three items to tell you about this time. First of all, WCBM in Baltimore is now CBS for Baltimore. Also, WCOJ in Coatesville, Pennsylvania has now gone to an oldies format. I don't know which format it is, but they play 50s, 60s, and low 70s oldies. They also become CBS News, as Philadelphia has no station carrying CBS programming. And you were asking about WASA. First of all, that's on 1330 in Habney Grace, Maryland. And WASA is Christian programming up until 10 o'clock in the morning, and then they correspond with WWLG in Baltimore. But they do not have Paul Harvey, as WWLG seems to. Have a good month, everyone. Talk to you again.
Hi there, DXAS members. Mike Dukin calling from northwestern Wisconsin on Friday morning, April the 3rd, with a couple of things. First, a format change in the Duluth Superior area. KXTP 970 AM, licensed to Superior, Wisconsin, which was running the Satellite Music Network's Real Country format for about a year and a half, has now switched to Radio Disney. I don't know when they did that, but it had to have been in the matter of the last couple of days. So once again, KXTP AM in Superior, Wisconsin, on 970 is running Radio Disney. And my farthest DX catches, first of all, the furthest television station I'd ever heard was back in about 1962 on my grandma's old television. I picked up KXTV, Channel 3 in Bryan, Texas. And at the time, I had no idea where Bryan was until I heard about some severe weather stuff going on down in Bryan, Texas, much later. My farthest FM DX catch was 11 years ago in Ladysmith, Wisconsin. There was a weird winter sporadic skip where I was picking up stations from the east and northeastern states, like from Maine and the surrounding states there. My furthest AM catch was in Duluth, Minnesota in 1980 when I picked up Radio Paradise International from the island of St. Kitts. Speaking of television DX, it was great to hear Bruce Conti's report to hear all the Boston TV stations ID. I wonder how many other people that would be able to want to send a column and hear TV channels ID in their own major markets, because a lot of stations, as you know, don't. They flash their identifications on the screen, and we're not able to see it. It's just an idea.
Hello, Ken Honest Chuck here, your sports editor on Friday, April 3rd. Ray Scott, well-known Minnesota and Green Bay football and baseball announcer in the 50s and 60s, announced many other major pro sports events back then, died March 23rd in Minneapolis. He was 78. And quick last-minute station info, the New York Mets in Spanish this year, 98 games on 1280 WADO, and the Arizona Diamondbacks in Spanish on 1480 WPHX.
Hi, DX Audio Service members. Robert Hansen in St. Paul. KRBI 1310 and 105.5 in St. Peter, Minnesota, took a hit from the tornado on March 29th. The tornado struck that community at about 5:30 in the afternoon, and apparently the studios and transmitter building were unaffected. However, both towers were taken down. And WVAL 660, Sauk Rapids, St. Cloud, Minnesota, after many years of duplicating their FM, has changed format to Radio Disney. I believe the new call is WVRH. That's it.
Yeah, this is John Klingman from Omaha, Nebraska, and there's a couple of things of note. KOIL at 1180 has abandoned their Good Times, Great Memories format, and now they are all sports 24 hours a day. They are ESPN, the ESPN affiliate here. Also, KBBX in Omaha has switched over from being a solid gold soul station. Now they are Hispanic, and I don't know that they've changed their call letters or anything like that, but that's just a couple of things. A friend of mine and I were talking yesterday, and we said, isn't it interesting how formats will last about maybe 2 or 3 years, and then they're gone? Of course, a lot of people are upset because coil changed. That is a lot of older people. Anyway, that's just something I thought you guys might be interested in.
Hi there, Mike Dukin calling on Sunday evening, April the 5th, with yet another format change and a change of call letters. WVAL AM on 660 in Sauk Rapids, Minnesota, which serves the St. Cloud area, is now an affiliate of Radio Disney, and their new call letters are WVHR.
Greetings, audio service members. Marty Rimpaugh here on April 8th. 1190 KDIA. Yes, there is a 1640 KDIA, and there is also an 1190 KDIA. The 1190 has ceased Korean programming and is now simulcasting once again, as it did when it was KXBT, with its 1640 counterpart. So I don't know exactly what this means, but 1190 KDIA is now simulcasting with 1640.
This is Ernie Weselowski in Omaha, Nebraska, and I want to play a short tape for you. It was the 75th anniversary of our local WOW on 590. The anniversary date was April 2nd, and the exact time was 9 p.m.
At 9 p.m. on April 2nd, 1923, in the Crystal Studio,
atop the Woodman Building at 14th and Farnham. WOW Radio went on the air as WOAW, Omaha, Nebraska. That was then. This is Wow.
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 It's WOW's 75th anniversary, and we won't celebrate alone. Listen to the WOW Wake Up Crew with Ken and Sherry starting at 5:30 a.m. Winners all morning long. 75 winners, 75 years strong. Omaha's country music leader, WOW.
All my rowdy friends are coming over tonight.
W-O-W. Thanks, Ernie, for that historical piece on WOW. And if you have something on your mind, something to say, give us a call today on the Action Line, 419-224-1609.
WOW, Omaha.
Time now for the Air Check Corner.
Thanks, Chris. Oh, I forgot to mention at the end of the musings that the station, which was heard with Southern Gospel music on 1620, was probably WPHC in Atmore, Alabama. Now you heard right. It is time for the Air Check Corner, and here's how it works. When you have a good air check to trade, do one of these two things. Either mention it on the musings line, or send me the information, and I'll read it here. Please, only one tape at a time. Then after you get some people to trade with you, the two of you can set up the rules for trading. However, before you take off in a fast trot for a tape machine, let me encourage you to do one thing first. Pick up After Dark number 8 for only $5 from the Publication Center. On it, I devote a whole side to just the air check hobby. How to trade, what to trade, the proper way to make recordings, just about everything that I could think of from over 25 years of collecting tapes. Now, I notice that there is a lot of misinformation about the hobby, and people tend to get discouraged or frustrated because of the perceptions that they have. So, I think this article alone will help everyone. Again, After Dark is only $5, and if you don't like it, then bulk erase the tapes and use them for air checking. I'll start off the Air Check Corner by offering a C90 cassette of Radio Uptown and The Voice of Scandinavia, both of which are in Copenhagen, Denmark, and recorded this past March. I'll trade this one tape for a good quality C90 cassette of a up-tempo personality adult contemporary or oldie station in your market. Please, no DX recordings or material recorded several months or more ago. I'm looking for something which you can record and send to me, and I'll turn around a tape to you of The Voice of Scandinavia and Radio Uptown. Now back to After Dark. I also have some other articles of interest on there, including a great interview that Mark Durenberger did with famed guitar legend Les Paul. After Dark is available from the Publication Center for $5, two cassettes, in a nice little case. And that's the way we're going to be doing them from now on, is two cassette series for $5. As you know, the National Radio Club Convention is coming up very shortly over Labor Day weekend. That's September 4th, 5th, and 6th. And this year's convention is going to be held in San Antonio, Texas, hosted by DX Audio Service member Dale Hamm. We don't have all the information available right now on the convention, but just a few more things to touch on that we didn't include on last month's tape. That is, the banquet's going to be on Saturday night, and following the banquet is the world-famous National Radio Club auction. We have two hospitality rooms set up, and looks like we might have a speaker either from the Federal Communications Commission or possibly from KONO Radio. If you get in early on Friday, there is a tour of the WOAI studios from 2 until 4 o'clock on Friday. That's the 4th. And Sunday morning, John Bowker will have his famous quiz at 9:15. And at approximately 9:45, we have the travelogue being done live for the next edition of the DX Audio Service. And then at 10:30, I'll be doing a speech, possibly a slideshow, or maybe even showing some video of our facility here or something. Something interesting, I guarantee you that. And, of course, a lot more is going on at the National Radio Club Convention that you get to meet a lot of people that you just get to hear on the audio service or hear about through articles. So plan to attend the National Radio Club Convention. And one thing I just found out, I thought the airfare would be a killer to get down from Ohio to San Antonio, Texas. As it turns out, I found a decent fare through Southwest Air for just $202 round trip. So you might want to consider working through Southwest Air or see what kind of best deal you can get. That's the National Radio Club Convention in San Antonio, Texas, over Labor Day weekend, 4th, 5th, and 6th. Well, that's our edition of the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for May 1998. I'm going to get back to what I was doing before we started production on the DX Audio Service, and that is wiring up some new equipment here in the studio, which has been keeping me very, very busy, changing out some of the old 1970s equipment and putting in a lot of new toys, including this new microphone, a brand new ATM 4033 condenser mic. Love it. Love it. So that's it. That's all. There is no more on this DX Audio Service. We'll see you in 30 days with more DX stuff. Remember to get out there and support radio.
This is the sound of wonderful music.